Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Okay, so you've chosen the best that you could. You did everything that you could to select a good company to help you move. You got a detailed estimate. How can things go wrong at that point? So in moving, an unhappy customer might say it's because they got a bad estimate. I remember moving stuff from Texas up to Maryland 22 years ago. Large national moving company gave us an estimate, and guess what? It came out to be way low, and they held us hostage. Stuff's on the truck. It's there, and they say, hey, look, got your stuff, but it's going to be another $700 because of X, Y, and Z. What are you going to do? You can't fight the fact that you got your stuff on the truck and you have to get it off. So getting something in writing is very, very important. But cost overruns, usually there are two factors that drive cost overruns for movers when you've already gotten an estimate. One is packing and one are the move day logistics. So let's talk about packing for a moment. Asking the movers to pack and prepare your home for moving can add 80 to 100% to the cost of a local move. So customers often opt to do their own boxing and preparation, but unfortunately, some customers are just unaware of what they have committed themselves to. So for example, a small single-family home can require up to 150 boxes. At 20 to 30 minutes a box, a customer is looking at 1.5 to 2 week work weeks of packing time. So think about it, 1.5 to 2 work weeks of packing time to box all 150 boxes at 20 to 30 minutes a box. So the best advice is if you find yourself about 4 to 5 days out from the move and you're just unable to get the packing done, call the moving company. Ask them to revise your service agreement to include packing. Additional packing is going to mean additional dollars, but it's not going to mean the last minute surprise that you want to avoid. You know, Beltway Movers, which is our preferred vendor here on the Eric Stewart Group, they have 50 years and thousands of moves, and it really taught them a lot about a few precautions to help the unprepared customer. They carry extra packing materials on their trucks for last minute packing. If the need arises, our movers have been cross-trained as movers and packers. And they have a smart pack two-tier loading system, which is a little more forgiving of open top boxes, okay, allows last minute items put loosely into bags or bundles, that kind of thing. So, you know, the second concern oftentimes that people face, and this is in addition to the packing, the overrun and cost for packing, because maybe you didn't plan out how much time it's going to take you to pack, really what we call a change in move logistics. So moving services agreement between you and your packing company and moving company, it's not only an estimated move cost, but it's a description of the work that's going to be performed. So a change in those components makes for a longer move day for you, and that also means more cost. So what are we talking about? We're talking about elevators. Think about moving into a retirement community or into a high-rise where maybe there are two elevators and there's one move-in elevator designated as a move-in elevator for that entire building. If you haven't thought ahead to contact the director of the building, the elevator might not be available the day you think it would be. You can't assume that it's going to be when you're sharing an elevator with 20, 50, or 100 other residents in your new building. Special handling for maybe artwork, things that might be more delicate. You've got to think about how it's going to be wrapped, bubble wrapped, triple wrapped, that kind of thing. And then just parking. Think about getting the truck in and out of the building, finding a place to put the truck that's going to be unloaded to get into the building. Local moving companies generally charge by the hour. So the farther the mover has to park and walk from the truck to the home, the more time is added to the move. Think about it a little bit like firewood. When you decide you're going to get a cord of firewood, you might have that firewood delivered to the front yard, side yard, or backyard, or you might have some of it stacked inside your house. Depending upon where the guy has got to move the firewood, he's going to charge you an extra cost. The same would be true in moving your boxes into the house. So a customer can reduce their time with a moving truck by blocking off parking on their private residence street with signs and letting neighbors know why and when and where. For instance, if you're on a street, cul-de-sac or whatnot, you might want to put out some kind of pylon that will let people know, hey, between tomorrow at 8 a.m. and tomorrow at 5, this is off limits for you to park. So that way you don't wake up the next day, the truck tries to get in, you've got your neighbors parked right in front of your house on a public street. Good point, huh? Calling the police department in the city and asking them to place no parking signs in front of your house for that day. You can actually do that. Reserve loading dock space at the elevator building. See, many people new to life in elevator buildings don't realize that management companies have restricted hours specifically for moves, and freight elevators need to be reserved, as I said before. These types of elevators can be locked off with a key, which will ensure that the elevator is always available for each load, no waiting time on the clock, meaning, you know, you load that elevator, you go up to the top floor, you could then lock the elevator in that position so you can ride it back down and lock it open, load it up, and you do not wait for somebody to get off the elevator that you want to use. You know, Murphy's Law is one of those laws that, you know, if it's going to go wrong, it probably will. You can help the mover not fall prey to Murphy's Law by looking at both residences and items and thinking like a mover. In other words, think of it like a mover. All right, so ask yourself what special handling might need to happen to get that piano, for instance, or, again, that piece of artwork or a beautiful statue or whatever it is that you need to move. Maybe some additional disassembly, certainly for pool tables or ping pong tables, things like that. You might be having to go out a different door. Perhaps getting a large piece up the stairs is not going to be as easy as actually taking the window out of the frame and just loading it through the window. Believe it or not, that's done. And some of you have furniture that you moved into your home 50 years ago through a window, and you know the only way it's going to get out your house is if somebody brings in a chainsaw and cuts the thing into pieces, right? So sometimes there are customers who remodeled a room or assembled a large item in a room, and then when they're ready, they just figure out, oh boy, I'm going to have to take this apart. Just remember, that's going to cost a little bit more. And then finally, just think of the list of items that you need to move. So if you see something in your house that's not on the list or in the service agreement or weren't successful in selling, for instance, if you do an estate sale or an auction or a yard sale, you have to bring it up, make sure you're aware, okay, this item does need to be moved. And we also have companies that do auctions. So, for instance, I recommend to my clients when they can afford to move first and then sell, they can take the items out of the house that they want and leave the things they don't care about, whether they be sold, given away, or thrown away. Well, my auction, Howard Parzo, we've had him on the show here before, and he's one of my preferred vendors. He'll come in and take everything out of the house, and he'll either sell it or he'll give it away or throw it away. What's nice about that is you typically make enough money to pay for the removal of all the items that had to be taken out, and then some, so you end up with a check at the end of the day. These are considerations when it comes time to move. Perhaps you'd like to know more and would like to get a free copy of the Market Ready Guide, or you can read about this on our blog. Sign up at ericstewartgroup.com. Let's remember, I often say we don't want to excuse the future from our past mistakes. We may have all accumulated more than we really need now, but starting today, follow a simple pattern of getting rid of your things. In just a second, I'll have my closing thoughts, and I'll tell you a quick story about a couple I helped do just that.